Hey yo, what up, rap fans? This is Trackstar, the DJ representing the Smoking Section and Grind Time Rap Gang. You are checking out nappyafro.com. Bang, bang, bang.
Nappyafro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest bastard child of the internet podcast. This is the Frocast, episode 157. I'm your man, Sawright, a.k.a. I ain't got no a.k.a. this week. Fuck that shit. I'm sitting here with my homie King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
Hey, what's going on? It's your boy King Germ, a.k.a. Young Terminator, a.k.a. the Peaky Wear Purveyor of Peace.
Oh, wow. Wow, straight jacket.
Hey, look, a.k.a. the first of his name, Lord of the Realm. I'm here. I'm in the building.
You just going to steal old boy shit like that?
Yeah, just steal all of them.
And it's Pinky Ring Purveyor of Peace.
The Pinky Ring Purveyor of Peace. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, you got that Ankh Pinky Ring.
It's not Ankh no more, son. I'm letting you know that now. GQ Blue is a baller, man. It's not Ankh. That shit crusted with something else. That's all I'm going to say.
Damn. Hey, man, we all over the place on this show. We got a lot of funny shit to talk about. We got some serious shit to talk about. I'd rather start off with the humor.
Yeah, let's do that.
And this is the unintentional humor. We do this for y'all. We decided to watch a TV show that y'all suggested we watch. It was The Prancing Elite. The humor is in two straight dudes trying to watch this show and getting caught by your people. Now, when I say getting caught, my wife would not think that I would watch, you know, Prancing Elites. Not that I have an issue with the people, an issue with the idea. It's just not something I watch. When she comes to the house, I'm watching wrestling, I'm watching somebody getting killed, or I'm watching some other sports. That's it. So when she came in and she saw a 6-foot dude with makeup on, she said, "Hey, what you watching?" And I couldn't do nothing but try to explain that I'm doing this for the nation.
The nation, man.
For the nation, man. Now, I do have to say that I watched the show. Jeremy, you watched the show.
Yes, I did. I watched episode one.
I do like the message that they're giving out.
Yes, yes. It's a good message once you get past all the bull. It's actually a good message. Like, I was just like, yo, I feel them on that. And watching the shit they go through, that shit will make you motherfucking, like, you know, empathize with them. Like, goddamn. All these niggas want to do is dance. They ain't saying they want to come out here and turn your kids into punks or nothing. You know, none of, you know, drag queen. They're not doing that. They're just like, yo, we like to dance. We just want to march in the parade, and we just want to be treated equally. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and I get it. I get it.
Yeah, I get it, too. I mean, the little girl almost had me crying.
Yeah, I was just like, damn, that's some, you know. And then when they said some shit like, yo, you remember when Martin and Rosa Parks did all this? Well, that's what we doing now. You know, we trailblazing for, you know, 10, 20 years down the road. That just not even, nobody blinks an eye. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, me and my, you know, closed-minded views, I kind of opened up. I was like, well, damn.
That's the real shit you just said right there.
Yeah.
Like, let's keep it all the way funky. I was not ready to watch dudes with makeup on TV.
Me neither. I mean, it still made me a little uneasy. I'm not going to front because I'm not, you know, used to seeing that. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't live in a city where, you know, if I lived in like a major city like New York, LA, where, you know, Atlanta, where the pop, where, you know, this, you know, there's nothing to see, you know, some a dude with makeup on, you know what I'm saying? But like, you know, I live in the fucking deep South. You know what I'm saying? That shit is just like, you know, it's abnormal. Not abnormal, meaning something is wrong with it. We're just not used to seeing it. You know what I'm saying? We used to seeing, you know, and when we see that, we kind of like, oh, we stop and stare. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying, watching that show, it kind of like opened my eyes up like, God damn. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, just because I don't agree with something don't mean it, you know, it's wrong. You know what I'm saying? I just don't, you know, I just don't know nothing about it. I'm ignorant to it.
Yeah, and I fully embrace that. I'm ignorant to it, too. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what to watch.
I wasn't
interesting. It was definitely interesting.
I thought I was going to see, like, you know, some feminine men acting super feminine and just like, you know, just acting like Real Housewives of Atlanta. But it wasn't that. You know what I'm saying? So that's what kind of threw me for a loop. Like, I was expecting like ratchet bullshit. You know what I'm saying? That's what I was expecting. You know what I'm saying? But it wasn't that at all.
And I think that was the good thing I took from it, is that it was no ratchet shit.
Yeah,
I enjoyed that. Didn't nobody get the shit slapped out of them. Nobody got called a bitch Or yeah, there wasn't no fighting. I was
yeah,
like,
yeah, it wasn't all that catty, you know what I'm saying, what you expect from, you know what I'm saying, dudes dressed in makeup, you know what I'm saying, girl clothes, you know. So, but, you know, like I said, you know, it was, you know, my son walked in on me watching. Now, mind you, people, I'm in my room in the dark watching this show, and my son walks in like, yo, what are you looking at? Like, he see that, like, yo, what you looking at?
Your
like,
award-winning son.
Yeah. You know, my football son, I'm trying to raise to be an alpha male, you know what I'm saying, walking in like, yo, what the heck, you know what I'm saying? I was just like, watching it for my podcast. And he looked at me like, nigga, lying like a motherfucker. But, you know, really I was, you know what I'm saying?
We do this for the nation, man. We do this for the nation. Yeah, are you going to watch another episode?
I mean, if I can keep finding, you know, I probably
got the cable, so.
I mean, it's on Oxygen. I got it. You know what I'm saying? I got Oxygen Channel. I mean, but, you know, what nights it come on? Tuesday, Wednesdays?
Yeah, I don't know, because I recorded an off night. I just sent a thing to record.
Yeah, I just searched for it online and found it on Hulu, and I watched it on Hulu, so, you know.
I'm interested in seeing how they navigate this, because the upcoming episodes look even more interesting.
Yes, like, you know, there's some real shit, so, hey, man, you know.
I do want to see a little bit more of them training. Like, I don't want this to get so sidetracked that we don't talk about how hard they're working to do this shit.
Exactly. I don't want it just to be, like, about their plight and just see people just, you know, talking bad on them. You know, I want to see, like, you know, what they do. I mean, now, cameraman, let's if you want to expand your audience, you know, and you want to keep people like me watching your show, let's bring the camera up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to see, you know, dudes ad. Like, you ain't got to... You know, I know they. I guess that's the patriarchy, as GQ Blue would say. Because if it was a girl show, talk about them, I would have no problem with it. So maybe this is just like, you know, like showing you, like, hey, what's the difference? You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, you know, but that's the only, you know, I'm a little uncomfortable. Not saying, you know, I'm not, you know, getting a chub or nothing like that, but it's just, I don't know.
You're just not supposed to be looking at dudes' ass like that.
Yeah,
you're not into looking at dudes' ass. Yeah,
like I even turned like on Game of Thrones, and I like, you know, I used to watch the gayest show ever on TV, Queer as Folk.
I thought you were about to say Oz.
Oh no, I watched all of them, but I think Queer as Folk was a little more. Which, I don't know, Oz might have been the gayest show.
I believe in the first episode of Oz, you got dick.
You seen dick in every episode.
Yeah.
Ass and dick in every episode. Somebody got thrown in the hole in every episode, and they got thrown in the hole butt-ass naked.
Butt-ass naked, man.
Yeah.
So, this show is definitely interesting. I'll probably watch more, like I said, because I like the, you know, especially now, the social climate now. I want to see them, and I'm going to say this as bluntly as possible, I want to see them fight against these white people in the South. Mm-hmm. I want to see it. I want to see them stand their ground and get whatever their purpose is done, be done. If it's, you know, it's called J setting? Is that the dance style?
Yes.
It's J setting or Jet setting, whatever it was.
J setting. I named after Jackson State, their majorettes. And Beyonce made it popular in the Single Ladies video or one of her videos. And that's what. Yeah, I'm just saying, repeating what I saw on the show.
Get that check, man.
Yes.
So I definitely want to see them, you know, if it's them doing the parade, doing their J setting and watching alongside the parade, which I thought was really dope. When they did the side of the parade, I was like, fuck it, we just going to do it along the side. And watching the people's face of disgust, I was like, you motherfuckers ain't shit.
I just want to see how the black people going to act to it. You know, black people, they going to start throwing the Lord and the Bible in it. Like, I seen that one man, you going straight to hell.
Oh, yeah, that's what we always do.
Yeah, let me tell you something, buddy, man. I don't know if nobody told you this, but have you talked to somebody who died yet? Have they told you what happened? Because I'm pretty sure when you die, you're just dead, buddy. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Now, wait a minute. Jeremy, aren't you a Christian?
Okay. I don't know how many people hear this. I think I'm starting to lean towards agnostic.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Well, I believe there is a creator. I just don't believe in how it's in the Bible. I don't believe that shit. I believe, you know what I'm saying? I believe there's something out there. It's something because I feel it, but it's not like, it ain't, you know, I don't believe that, you know, the stuff that's in the Bible. I don't, you know, that shit don't, you know, so that's where I'm at this point in my life, man. You know, where I just, but I still go to church because, you know, I got to put up that facade for my family, you know, so.
But let's be honest, and I love, this is why I love this show, because we're talking about church. This is awesome. Going to church, if you have any Southern Baptists in you, going to church, a black person's church, feels good.
Yes.
Like, regardless of what you believe.
Yes.
The community feeling, the music, the celebration. Family.
Yeah, just all of that. It's just something about it, just being around, you know. And it just, but see, I noticed that the past couple years when I go, like, it just, I don't know. It's just, it seems weird to me. Like, I almost feel cult-like. You know what I'm saying? The way people approach it and, you know, the money hungriness of the churches now. And I like all of that. And then, you know, like just with knowledge, you know, you read and you could just, like, I can't let a book that was written thousands of years ago dictate my life. Like, I can't do that. And I won't do that. You know what I'm saying? I live through my heart. I know I know right and wrong what to do. You know what I'm saying? So that all that, you know, I just, you know, it's good. Like I said, I think all kids should go to church because, you know, it gives them some kind of little moral stability in the young age. But, you know, it's, you know, you still gonna live your life. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what I said. But I don't know how we got here. It's all right. But
hey, you know, well, I mean, we started off talking about Prancing Elites and the Southern stuff, and now we in the church.
Yeah,
I think it's interesting to see that, you know, hear your thoughts on that, especially raising kids, because, you know, Black folks, as soon as the baby come out, we getting baptized and dragging them to church.
Yeah, like a lot of people not doing that no more. Like my dog, his son just celebrated. Oh yeah, shout out to my dog, little rich homie Quad. You know, he just celebrated his second birthday yesterday. You know what I'm saying? I told him his son's still a wildling. He ain't been christened or nothing like that.
Wildling, wow.
That's what I call him. If your baby ain't been christened, I call him a wildling, nigga. And all you got to do is take him to the church, let him rub some oil over his head.
And it's over. It ain't got to be a big ceremony. And, you know, they make really big ceremonies. Is,
you know what I'm saying?
They make really big ceremonies over baby christenings. Like,
yes.
I've seen some people send out invitations. RSVP's invitations with calligraphy and
Queen Germ.
Really, she's into it like that?
Man, yo, Queen Germ, she's into the, like, her family is is heavily into the church. Like, it's Bible verses. Like, her mom, like, will send you Bible verses to read, and like she, like her mom, like I said, I was gonna get her mom on the shirt and say Jesus is my homeboy, and my wife was like, I thought it was nice because I was like, your mom really love, you know. She's like, my mom will play the Lord like that. Don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Because she don't. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it is. So me and Queen Jern, we opposite with the church thing. You know. So she like, you know, she wants me to be, but I can't do that because it's not. You know, I don't know, but you know.
So when y'all met, was it like Christian based? Was your relationship Christian based or
no? When we met, we was friends. You know what I'm saying? We was like homeboy and homegirl. We used to hang out all the time, and we were just like, you know, that was my dog. You know what I'm saying? Like we was. And so it kind of grew organically from that to a relationship, excuse me. And, you know, that's why I think, you know, our relationship kind of cool because we were friends first and we had an unconditional love for each other before we got to a relationship. And it also kind of hurt me in the long run because she knows shit about me that a girl that you hollering at wouldn't know because, you know, that was just my homegirl. So, you know, it kind of hurts.
That makes sense. I mean, my wife and I, we actually met. We met in the chat. We old school. I mean, we've been together 10, it'll be 11 years this year. We met on Black Planet.
Damn.
So we actually met in one of the chat rooms on Black Planet, and we took it offline to chat with each other. We were doing Bible study. And I have backslid a lot since then. I won't say backslid. I think after you get laid off so many times, you deal with so much stuff, your faith is either going to be tested, and you're either going to cling harder to your faith or you're going to start asking questions. I had already been asking questions. So by the time I met my wife, I was trying to follow the letter of the law. And I got to the point to where I felt, basically, I didn't want to be a hypocrite anymore. I feel like to be a Christian, if you call yourself a Christian, you need to have at least read the Bible. You ain't got to remember it. You have to at least read it from cover to cover. And I didn't do that. And I'm not interested in doing that personally, so I don't identify myself as a Christian. I don't know what that means. I believe. I guess I'm kind of like you. I'm agnostic, but I'm willingly agnostic, meaning that I haven't made a choice and it's on purpose. I'm not willing to say that there isn't a Christ. I just know that I'm willing to say that I haven't done the research to just see if there is or isn't one, and I haven't researched other religions. So it was just cool that we got to chat about that. You know, that was pretty dope. Let's get back to some more shit that's kind of tied into the Prancing Elites. Bruce Jenner came out.
Damn.
So all the speculation is over, you know, which we've seen every night. And I don't even watch a lot of these sites, like Bossip and shit like that. I don't even watch that shit. But it's been everywhere talking about, is Bruce Jenner doing a sex change? And so apparently, he came out, he did an interview, and he said, yo, not only am I Republican, I'm transitioning to a woman. I'm transgender. And the comedians went in on it. I want to know, what are your thoughts, especially watching Prince and Lance?
Well, I mean, seeing the Bruce Jenner thing, how he said that he has always felt like he was a woman, right, even as he was in 1976 gold medalist, the greatest athlete alive. He felt like he was a woman then, and through three marriages, he felt like he was a woman. And he still, he said he's not gay. He still like women, but he just feel like he's a woman. And so
that's interesting.
Yeah, I'm confused with Bruce Jenner, because I feel like that's one of them Holly weird stories. Like, you just been under the spotlight so long that it mess with you. And hold on, sorry, right? I got a hornet in my damn garage. So yeah, hold on, because this motherfucker big as shit.
Get that handle. I'm and this is kind of where my ignorance comes in, because I don't know how any of this shit works. I guess a lot of people have. When you're dealing with being something that's not what the mean of America is, be that gay, be that transgender, all of this stuff, when you don't have those struggles, it's kind of weird to understand, or difficult, or clumsy to try and understand. So when I heard about Bruce Jenner, and even watching the Prince and Elites, I don't feel like those people are acting. I don't feel like they are pretending to be who they are on the show. However, I don't understand how it would be to be that way. So hearing Bruce Jenner say that he likes women, what is going on out there?
My motherfucking megaphone dropped.
Why do you have a megaphone?
I'm a football coach, all right? Don't all football coaches have megaphones?
This is true. I mean, unless you know, part of the Outlaws. They had a megaphone. They just yelled.
Yeah, you're right.
I was just telling the people about how it
felt. Oh, shit. Oh, the beat came back.
Oh,
no. Hey, it's just, I thought I killed his ass. I knocked his ass out, but
hey, man, you gotta kill him, man. You can't.
Yeah, I ain't got no spray out this motherfucker. It's all right, man. I'm
use your old man slippers.
Yeah, you're right, man. Let me do this. All right. Keep talking to the people.
So,
all right.
So, yeah. I was just saying that I don't fully understand. I know that I had one of my coworkers at my last job in Phoenix was telling me how he realized that he, not realized, how he embraced the fact that he was gay. You know, he had done the whole thing. You know how the story goes. I had dated women. I'd been with women and everything like that. But he says he knew at a very early age that he was just different than the people that he was around. So when we talked, it was my first time meeting him, and that's how we clicked. We just, like, that's my bruh. So when we first met each other, the conversation was fluid like that. And he held up a picture of his, he said, this is my boyfriend. And I was like, oh, okay. And I guess he looked at me and I looked at him, and it was just understood. And so we just started talking about it. He just knew from an early age that it was just different for him. So living a life where you're always struggling with that is hard for me to understand. And it's also not for me to understand. I guess my role and your role, if you're not into that lifestyle, if you're not living that lifestyle, is to give people their room to work. Give people their room to be who they are. Give people, you know what I'm saying? Be accepting of people embracing who they are and stop being an asshole. And so we see a lot of this shit, and you got to deal with it face to face. You got to deal with it in your face. I like the fact that Bruce Jenner went on Jimmy Fallon's show one night after all the jokes and was like, yo, I see y'all cracking jokes. Some of this shit's funny, but let me be who the fuck I am. And ain't nothing wrong with that shit. So him coming out with this interview now, and these comedians, these late night comedians who are looking for material are still going in. Some of the shit is funny because it's funny. Some of the shit is foul, and y'all need to shut the fuck up. First of all, Bruce Jenner has money.
Mm-hmm.
So if he decides that he wants to do, if he want to put a titty on one side and a dick on the other,
hey,
that's what you do. He got money.
It's America. You can do that.
I don't understand why it's such a big deal. Why the fuck we give a rat's ass what Bruce Jenner's doing?
But on the flip side, why are you going on TV and tell everybody? Like,
because they've been dragging him for years.
Okay.
You know, when he started getting the facelifts, they started cracking jokes. So he
started transitioning. He said in the '80s,
and that's when they started cracking jokes. Been cracking jokes. Yeah, exactly. So they've been cracking jokes at this motherfucker since the '80s for the facelifts and shit. And once, I guess, maybe the last 2 years is when they started seeing him out, and it looked like he had breasts going on or something like that. He was wearing women's clothes, and that's when people really started going in, at least these talk show hosts people. So I guess he decided to say, fuck it, let's put it to bed.
Yeah.
Let's get out of the way, because the joke's not funny no more if you ain't laughing.
Exactly.
If it's out there in the open, like, hey, it's all right, fat ass motherfucker, yeah, I'm fat. Oh, next topic. That's how it works. So you can't really say nothing about Bruce Jenner no more. He said it for you.
Yep.
How do you explain? It's got to be hard raising a kid, especially raising a son nowadays, when you see all this shit, all these images are in his face all day.
Yeah, I mean, I could just be the best man. If, you know, like I said, I'm supposed to be the man with the most influence over my son. If I'm not the man with the most influence over my son, I'm doing something wrong. So as long as I'm that positive, the main influence on his life, you know, we shouldn't have any problems, you know, because like I said, if your pops ain't your main influence, or some man, it ain't got to be your daddy. It could be, you know what I'm saying, a man two doors down, somebody on the street. It could be anybody. Some, you're supposed to have a positive male role model to show you like what it's like to be a man. And, you know, and that's, you know, as long as you got that, you'll be all right. And I don't think, you know, the outside factors really matter, because if my son got questions, I answer them for him. You know, if he asks me something like, why that man want to be a woman? I'm like, hey, some guys grow up like that, you know. And I ask him, you feel like you a girl? He'd be like, nah. I'm like, okay, next question. You know,
would you feel like, being the alpha man that you are, would you feel like you failed if your son was gay? If he decided to say that he was gay?
If he was, okay. Now I'm walking on ice right here. Eggshells right here.
I know. We got to give it to the people real and raw.
It depends on what kind of gay. If he was like a gay dude that was like still like, you know, he wasn't feminine at all, but he was just gay, and he was just like, he still like football, he still like boy stuff, but he just like dudes. I would be hurt a little bit, but I could still get over it, because I'd be like, well, you know, yes, as an alpha male, you're supposed to feel bad about that. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what part, you know, you, alpha males are not understanding. They just, you know, feel like you're supposed to drink beer, grabby nuts, and like titties. You know what I'm saying? That's just it. You know what I'm saying? And once it's, you stray off from that, you start, you know, and like big cars and, you know, all of that. But I could be, I don't know. Like I said, times are changing. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I could get over easier knowing that he wasn't, as long as he wasn't feminine. You know what I'm saying? One of the feminine dudes.
So your feeling of failure would come from the perception of how the lifestyle is, or would it be from
the perception? The perception. Okay. Yeah. Because I feel like, you know, like if I walk, you know, like let's say for instance, you know, my son like, yo, daddy, I want to be a prancing elite. You know what I'm saying? I would just kind of be like, I kind of feel, because I'd be like, well, you know, why? Well, where did that? You know, I'll ask him like, you know, why does that make you more comfortable? Because I had questions then. You know what I'm saying? I just want to know.
Right.
And then maybe once he told me, I have a better understanding. But at first, of course, I wouldn't have an understanding at all. No, of course. You know, until he explained himself to me, then I'm like, you know, help me understand why. That's what I would ask him. Help me. You know, because I want to, you know, I always want to be there for my kids. Always. I'm never going to be one to turn my back on my kids no matter what they do, unless they turn to some, like, serial killers, you know, terrorists or some shit like that. Then I might have to disown them. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, you know, I'm going to have my kids back.
You think it'd be any different if Princess Germ came out and said that she was gay?
I mean, I wouldn't be mad at her. I'd be okay.
Fuck that.
I'd be okay. Like, because, you know, I know I don't have to worry about, you know.
You ain't got to worry about the pregnancy. Yeah.
But then, I, you know, as long as she wasn't one of them, you know, studs and nothing like that, like cutting in half and want to be a guy, you know, then I'd be like, why you just can't be a regular gay girl? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I like I said, I don't understand it, and I'm ignorant to it.
Yes.
The typical I'm not homophobic, I have gay friends comment here. But I do have gay friends. And it's just not... It's not an issue, and it's not even conversation.
Yeah.
It's not even something we talk about on the basis. So I just don't know. I don't get it. I do think it's weird. It has to be weird and hard to raise a kid when you have so many ideas coming to them. And it's not just between homosexual and heterosexual, but gender identification ideas and all this other shit you see on TV and kids that are out here, especially like this is kind of a societal thing, is the riots of Baltimore, the protests of Baltimore, and the image that we saw of the mother slapping the shit out of her kid trying to pull a mask off his face.
Yeah.
So what was your first, when you first saw that on Facebook, what were the general people on your timeline saying to that image?
Oh, they was just like, yo, she out there, you know, being a real mom. Because, you know, I understand why she did it. Because, you know, the police were just standing there and not doing anything. So he out there, you know, doing whatever. You know, it could have been like, you know, the switch could have turned. The police, they could have been like, you know, hey, let's go out here and, you know, subdue everybody. You know, her son could have got fucked up. Now, anything could have happened. So I understand that. But this instant, like, you know, now she's on CBS and all over the news and, you know, oh, I'm a single mother. I got six kids. And I was like, whoa, single mother with six kids. Like, you know, you the same people they talk bad about, but now they champion you as being a great mama. But, you know, before the riot, they would have been talking about you being a welfare queen. But, you know, I'm not going to go into that. You know what I'm saying?
No, you should go into that. This is exactly why we got it on the show.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's just like, God damn it.
That is perfect timing.
Turn the shit off,
that's
man.
Perfect timing, bro.
Yeah.
Absolutely perfect.
And so, you know, I just, like I said, it was just, I don't know. I had mixed feelings with it.
Again, Saul Wright has no kids. This is part of the reason why Saul Wright has no kids, because I'm just not equipped to deal with this kind of shit. My timeline was full of people championing it, you know, great job. My mom would have did the same thing. I would have did the same thing, yada, yada, yada. And then somebody posted, it didn't click with me like that. My immediate idea was not to celebrate. I couldn't put my finger on why, but I just didn't like it. You know, and that's why we don't talk about this shit a lot, at least why I don't talk about it a lot, is because I'm not articulate enough to get my point across. I just be like, fuck you, get out of my face. That's pretty much where I'm at with shit now. So when I saw this, I couldn't figure out why. I couldn't articulate why I didn't really want to celebrate it or give her an attaboy pat on the back. And then somebody posted the image and they said, yo, back in the days when we were slaves, they would make the mother shame the kids in front of everybody so you would understand not to get out of line. And I was like, maybe that's what it is on a subconscious level.
Yeah.
I do know that the idea of black folks acting out, shaming each other in front of white folks never sits well with me.
I think she was a plant. I'm going to be honest. I'm just going to go there.
Hey.
Because it's amazing the cameras caught this. You know what I'm saying?
The cameras caught it and nobody did shit.
You know what I'm saying? And he was all dressed up like, I mean, what was it like? I was like, this nigga dressed up like a ninja.
And how did she catch him?
You know what I'm saying? I was just like, yeah, so I'm leaning to the side. This was a plant.
Hey, we've seen it before in the St. Louis riot, and I bring this up every time because, goddammit, I'm a one-trick pony, and because I said it when I saw it. The little boy was giving a hug to the officer, and that picture went viral, and it came to find out it was staged. I don't put nothing past this shit. Just like the image the other day they showed of the boy giving the officers water. Did you see that shit? They sit there in full riot gear, and this boy is passing out water. I'm like, yeah, all right, bro, I see you. Yeah, so my thought on that image was, this is some bullshit. If I feel like a better reaction should have been and would have been for her to either pull him aside and let's talk, or I'm about to protest with you. Because I don't know anything about the kid. I don't know if he was out there for righteous reasons or if he was out there for debauchery. I have no idea. But if my kid is out there, and they know, I mean, it's cops with guns. It doesn't take a lot of thought process to know that you can get shot, especially in the wake of Freddie Gray, that you can get killed by the officers. If you're out there, you understand that your life is in danger. And if my child feels that it's important enough for them to be out there, then I fucking either need to be out there or we need to have a really long talk. Whooping his ass in front of people ain't the answer. And not only that, black people, our parenting has been on trial for a long time.
What?
You know what I'm saying? They're putting our parenting on the front lines. Adrian Peterson, he just getting back into football for whooping his kid for doing what this lady did.
Yep, they was just saying that, you know, that's wrong and shit.
Doing what this lady did, that y'all championing. When it's a woman hitting the kid, it's cool, but when it's a man hitting the kid, it's abuse, and we got to take the kids. Anyway, that's a whole different I don't want to go down that path. What are your thoughts on what's going on in Baltimore? Because I've seen black folks on both sides of the fence. Like, do you feel like, regardless of the motivation, do you feel like something positive will come out of this? Do you feel like, what are your thoughts in general?
Man, I feel like it's a lot of light is being shown onto the situation where, you know, about this, what it's all about is police brutality. And some people don't understand what it's like being a 14, 15, 16-year-old, even 12-year-old kid, you and your friends outside minding your own goddamn business, and the police just come up and fuck with y'all for no fucking reason, for being kids. You know, y'all just walking down the street from the store, and police pull y'all over. Or you 17, 18-year-old, you got a car, police pull you over, they pat you down, search your car and everything, don't find nothing, send you on your way, no ticket, no nothing. You know what I'm saying? For no reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and it's just like, so they don't understand what that feels like over and over and over again. I know people that got their ass beat by the police. It's not going to make the TV. Why? I mean, we had police just beat people up back in the day for no reason. Mm-hmm. And you ain't, you know, no police brutality, none of that shit. But now that shit has, so much has been going on so long that the pot is boiling over. And so it's going to be another city and another city and another city until they do something about it. And so that's just what's going to happen. You know, it's just how it is.
Do you feel compelled to march or give
money? I'm not a marcher. I mean, I try to help with the youth. That's all I can do. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying that's all I can do. That's all I choose to do. I'm not a marcher. That's not my thing right there. I'm not a protester. I let those stay in that lane.
Do you feel like, this is just my thought process lately. I'm definitely not a marcher like you. Like you said, I'm not a marcher. I slide some money through PayPal to help, you know what I'm saying, some of these cats like DeRay, who's out there in Baltimore now. He was in St. Louis. He's in Baltimore now. I slide some money, you know, put some money on their books, so to speak. I do what I can from that end of it. I don't know. This is my thought process. I'm sure GQ would be pissed off. I don't know about this whole idea of voting anymore.
I mean, if you look at it, think about the 2004 election. Al Gore won the popular vote but lost the election. More people voted for him in a majority rules country, and he still fucking lost. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that lets you know all this absentee, all this voting bullshit going on. Like, that lets, like, the voting system is flawed. And it's like, I can see why people don't vote. Like, if I live in a state like Georgia, North Carolina, and I'm a Democrat, shit, and I know Texas. Texas, and I know my state is always red, what's the point of me voting? Mm-hmm. It's like, what's the point? Like, I understand voting at your local level means more than voting on a national level. Yeah. You know, at the local level, you know, your little 25 votes might win a motherfucking election. You know what I'm saying? The national level don't mean shit. So I guess people just need to make sure, like, I think more people vote in national elections than they do in the local elections and complain about the voting system when you don't vote in the locals. Right. That's the shit that really affects you on your day to day. The little national shit might affect you every 4 years. You know what I'm saying? So,
and then when you go and look at the local, because I voted for, you know, Texas locally. And when I showed up at the polls, there was no way for Democrats or independents to get ahead. Let's say that there was 60 positions up for vote. Like, it was literally like 12 pages of shit. And at least half, I wish I was bullshitting, at least half ran unopposed to Republicans. So how the fuck? So, and those are the things that people don't show up for. This was at a YMCA in a small room. It was like four polling stations set up. There was no line. And I went at like 8 o'clock in the morning. There was no line. So people aren't showing up for this shit. And then you go and vote, and I'm looking at, you know, Baltimore is a perfect example of the representatives not agreeing with the constituents, not speaking out on behalf of the constituents. They just like, we just gonna do what we want to do. And I saw something the other day too that really kind of pissed me off. It said that the top 1%, you know, financially, the top 1% of this country donated over 40% of the campaign funds.
Damn.
Exactly. You're buying the fucking election. That's the top 1%. So how the fuck are you supposed to win like that?
When it's you're right.
How the fuck are you supposed to win? If they're giving their money to push the laws that they want to push, I don't have the money to combat that. And then all I got to do is vote. And we've been voting. And we've been talking and we've been vocal. And we've got body cameras and people are still going free. We got regular cameras. People getting shot in their homes in bed and the officers getting their job back on regular camera. So I'm watching Baltimore and I'm hearing black folks saying this is not the way. I'm watching Ray Rice talk about violence is not the answer. And last time I checked, this country got its freedom not by voting. Motherfuckers die. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do. Violence is not the answer, but we quick to send the army out to do some shit.
Yeah, but violence ain't the answer. But do we not remember that this is how America, there's never been a nonviolent protest, in American history. So violence has always, been the way. This is nothing new. But like you said, I feel with the Baltimore shit now, I'm not bigging up what they did at all. But I think, if they was want to make a stand, go burn down a government building. Don't burn down, a CVS. What is that proving? All the other shit, go down to your city hall. If you was going to fuck something up, fuck up, something that means, the system. Fuck up, the CVS ain't the system. And so that's why, direct your anger somewhere is what I'm saying.
No, and I get that part, too. I get that. I think that there's a difference and consequences between the protest and what you're trying to do. If you show up to a government building and spark a match, look like you're about to set this shit on fire, you're shot dead. So having 300, 400 people go out here and get shot and massacred in front of a government building, that's not what we want to see. We're laughing because it sounds fucked up, but that's the truth of the matter. We get fucking massacred. They're not gonna have that shit. If people say that, why are they burning down downtown Baltimore? Have you been to downtown Baltimore? This shit was mostly vacant anyway. So, but if you were to go into the suburbs, if you had, let's say you had the same 500-600 people marching in the suburbs saying, hell no, we won't go, or saying whatever they're gonna say, white people will become George Zimmerman. Correction. Racist people will become George
Zimmerman. Hell yeah, because like I said, if that would have been a white man, it would have been a lot of murders. A lot of murders.
And if you come into my neighborhood,
it could have been peaceful as fuck. Motherfuckers could not have been fucking with nobody just marching through the neighborhood. And motherfuckers like, you get the hell out of here with that shit.
I feel threatened. I'm shooting you. I'm standing my ground. And it's a wrap. So we kind of live in this damn vortex. It almost seems like the Twilight Zone. Yes. We're like, what the fuck are we supposed to do? You keep beating us. We fight back. We're wrong for fighting back. Black people get mad at other black people for fighting back. Racist white people are looking at black people fight back and saying that y'all wrong. Did you see the picture of the dude that was a military soldier, had the flag in the background and was burning a bucket of chicken in front of him?
God.
And said, this is for all you monkeys in, did he say monkeys? He might as well say monkeys. You thugs in Baltimore that are mad. Like, what?
What are you burning the chicken doing?
The chicken's our flag.
Because we eat all the chicken in America. I ain't never seen a white person eat no hot wings before. Absolutely. All those hot wings that y'all buffalo wing eat contest, that y'all invented, that's not us, okay? When I go to Wild Wings, I see a lot of white people eating the wings, too. So, them chickens, I don't know if you don't think chicken wings is chicken, but that's chicken. Y'all eat just as much as we do, goddamn.
I want y'all to take that from the show. The chicken wings is chicken.
Yes.
It's very important that you understand that shit.
Yes.
and I'm going to get some chicken after this goddamn show.
Hey, tonight is wing night at Hobbits. 59-cent wings. We're probably going to have wings tonight.
That is, man. So let's get into some other shit. I'm sure that we've serious the hell out of these people for damn near 45 minutes.
We had to talk about Baltimore.
We had to. We're required. We have a moral obligation.
Yes.
To at least speak on the shit. And I said, I won't do it often because I do it to discredit. a disservice. I'm not articulate. We can't get GQ Blue on here, so. And Germ is too real to talk about that shit. And he'll fucking decide a riot. And then Germ will be going to jail, and we won't have a show. This weekend is probably the biggest weekend in sports in ages.
Not ages. We just say this year.
Nah, in ages, bro. You got. Okay, so we got the Kentucky Derby.
That's every year.
Right.
Look, it's not sexy Kentucky Derby because we don't have any favorites.
Right, we got no favorites. No talking points right now. ESPN ain't even covering that shit.
Yeah, because it's like they won't talk about a favorite to the day before, and then everybody put their money on their horse, and the horse won't win. But whoever Bob Baffert brings to the race is who's going to win.
I'm mad that you even know who that is. we got the draft, which is Thursday, Friday, Saturday now, emanating from Chicago.
Yeah.
And we have the fight on Saturday. Yeah. And is there a UFC fight this weekend?
Is it a fight the 20? No. I think they had a fight last weekend. I can't remember.
I can't keep up. They have a fight. Like, they have two or three fights a month.
Yeah. Then you got the NBA playoffs and the NHL playoffs.
And then you still got, for regular motherfuckers, you still got baseball happening.
Yeah.
This is the biggest sports weekend in a while.
And look, if the Bulls and if the teams don't win tonight, if the Bulls don't win tonight, which we're recording on Thursday, if the Bulls or the who else is playing, there's another series going on tonight. If they don't win tonight, then it's going to be two game sevens. So, yeah.
And that'll Spurs be on Saturday.
And that'll be on Saturday. So, yeah, two game sevens. So, it's a possibility. Yeah, but, you know, Thursday not too shabby either, man.
It's a hell of a weekend. Like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah. This is a hell of a weekend if you watch any sports. ESPN is losing its fucking mind right now.
Yes.
At least that means that they'll stop covering the fight. So since they're talking about the fight all day, let's get our fight predictions out there. We will have, I think we're doing a post. Are we doing a post about this?
We might, but I mean, this is you know, our contribution.
We're done.
Post
we're
not, for the we're people that don't listen to the Procast, which I don't understand you guys. Yeah, but anyway.
It's 157 episodes of excellence.
Yes.
Who's your pick, Jern?
My heart, my mind says Mayweather is going to win the fight. Unanimous decision. It's going to be 12 rounds of just boxing. I don't think this is going to be as exciting as everybody thinks it's going to be. I think it's going to be another boring boxing match. And a lot of people that's amped up and geeked up for this fight are going to be let down because they're not going to see the fight that we should have saw 5 years ago. And, you know, Manny, he's selling it. You know, Floyd is not. Cause, you know, Floyd's like, I got nothing to prove. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So Manny, you know, Manny's trying to get, they're trying to get Floyd to say, you know, give Manny some bulletin board material, but he's not. And I really think that, you know, it's just going to be a fight, you know. So if you haven't ordered a fight yet, might want to hold out on it and, you know, go to somebody else's house and watch it. Pay $10, $20, go watch it at somebody's house or at an establishment. Because I wouldn't pay $100 to see this in my house. I'm sorry, I wouldn't do it.
No chance in fucking hell I'm paying $100 to see this shit. I feel like I agree with you. I don't think it's going to be the fight everybody wants. I think that both of these guys are... Pacquiao doesn't have anything to lose.
Nothing.
Nothing to lose at all. So he might go in there and be reckless.
Yes, he might go... Exactly. And that's what scares me a little bit. He might catch Floyd with a wild punch, you know what I'm saying, that might drop him, you know what I'm saying, because Manny has the power to knock out Floyd, and, you know, Floyd, he hadn't knocked nobody out since he snuck Victor Ortiz, you know what I'm saying, so, and that was his only knockout in, like, 10 years, in the last 10, so, you know, it's like that. Like, it's the unknown of Manny Pacquiao. Like, he might come out there and look like old Manny, but then he could be like the Manny that, you know, we've been used to seeing get knocked the fuck out and just be like garbage.
That's so what I was going to say. Manny is susceptible to going to sleep at this point. Because when he gets knocked out, he's knocked the fuck out.
Yeah.
It's not like knocked down and drowsy. That nigga, he's dead. Like, that last night, I thought he was dead. Yeah,
he got the itis. He get the itis for real.
But I don't know that Floyd is going to be able to pull that trigger because he's going to be so reserved.
Mm-hmm.
And he don't want to get out there and lose nothing.
Yeah.
So I'm not anticipating this shit at all, for real.
It's going to be a boring fight.
It's going to be boring. And I'll be working anyway, which is even more reason I'm pissed about it. So I'm not going to get to see the fight. But I got to go with money.
Watch it on the computer, so all right, stop playing.
I work on the computer, though. So I have somebody in my ear talking about their fucking flights, and it'll be a fight going on over here.
So you got two computers in your house?
I have more than two computers in my house.
Okay, well, that's a problem solved.
Yeah, but I'm saying I got to work. So if somebody mess around and say something, I watch the fight. You know, black folks, we watch fight with our own soundtrack. I got you. Like, oh, shit. And they're going to be like, excuse me? I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
I got you. Sorry.
So I get knocked out. But yeah, that shit's happening. The draft. Mm. Man, what y'all going to do?
Well,
what y'all going to do?
Of course, what I'm hearing today, we're trying to make moves. Maybe even trade with the Titans to send them. Cleveland Browns or something. They won't. I don't know. Cleveland has the number what pick?
They have the 12 and the 19 or something like that. 12 and okay. 17.
So I don't know what's going on, but the Eagles look like they're trying to get Mariota bad as fuck. And I don't know why you want to bring him into a situation where there is no help around him, and he has no reason. I mean, he has no incentive to. You know, I mean, he's gonna fail because you traded away all the good pieces, and now. You know, you got rid of Shady. You got rid of all the off. You know, why are you bringing a rookie into this situation? I really don't know. But like I said, I'm just gonna sit back and you know.
So you're trying to tell me that you don't think Mariota to Cooper is a good connection? Is Hall of Fame worthy?
Nah, Tebow to Cooper, yes. Mariota to Cooper, no. Because I know I've seen Tebow to Cooper a lot. They used to be roommates, for God's sakes.
Good point. That's really the lead story for this draft is how much is Philly gonna give up
to get Mariota. Like they're bending over right now. They're bending over, and we're looking like they know, like everybody knows Philly wants Mariota, so we can get whatever from him. And you know, and Chip Kelly look like he's willing to do that. So he's gonna trade away everybody, the Lincoln. He gonna give away the stadium, everything for Mariota.
Give away the Liberty Bell.
Yes, that motherfucker, all the cheesesteaks for life. What about the love sign, all that shit.
What you think about Sam Bradford, who won't sign an extension or do anything now because he wants to build his value?
He ain't gonna build it in Philly, I'll tell you that much, Sam.
Yeah, that motherfucker's gone. That's a slimy nigga, yo. That's a slimy motherfucker right there, dog. I don't like shit about Sam Bradford.
He mad at himself because he came back for his senior year instead of going pro. Oh, not his senior year, but he came back a year. He played an extra year when he didn't have to.
Right, yeah. I think he was done with his degree.
And then he got hurt.
Yep.
And then he got hurt the year. And then, you know, and he still went number one, right?
He still went number one. Still went fucking number one. So then, and then you got the biggest contract. Your contract was so big, the league changed the rules. Yeah. They said, all right, you know what? $60 million guaranteed is some bullshit. We're going to put a cap on that. Like, you changed the rules, and then you proceeded to sit out the majority of your NFL career. And now you got a chance with a team that said, yo, you know what? We're willing to give you a shot. We want to give you some more money, extend your contract. And you said, no, I want to rebuild my value. Basically, I want an elite-level contract because I deserve that. Based on what, nigga? Man, fuck Sam Bradford, dog. Straight up. I hope that motherfucker never plays another down in the NFL. At all. I don't give a fuck. That nigga's horrible. He's a thief, and they should lock his ass up. As far as what the Rams going to do, I think we got the 10 pick. We're trading that shit. I can already feel it now. Fisher's already put the word in. We're trading it. We'll probably get two more picks because I think we only have 5 picks this year. He's going to trade that shit. That's what we always do is trade down. But I'm anticipating watching the draft. How much of this first round are you going to watch?
Probably. I'm going to be turning back between the Bulls game and the draft. So I'm going to be flicking back and forth. I'll probably watch it till I go to sleep, you know.
And then are you going to watch any of the day two or day three?
Well, it depends on who's, you know, if I see anybody out there that's still out there that I'll be like, oh, I'm going to see when they get drafted. Like, once most of my Gators get drafted, I'm not worrying about it no more.
I hear you, man. I think they've dragged this out a little bit too much. I think 2 days was cool. Anybody who's watching past the second day, you're either a fucking scout or you're an animal because you don't know these people. That's when these D3 cats get picked. You're not gonna be excited about Bobby Bronson from Tokyo University. You don't know this nigga. Stop fronting like you did. We do have to get some music talking. Be Easy said that we're not getting a check if we don't talk about our music. Should we start with Young Thug or Lil Wayne?
I say we just nix that because, you know, the show ran a little long today, so all right, we just go with the, you know.
So, Fuggy, you got to keep it 100 this week?
Yeah, I got to keep 100, man.
Let's get to keep it 100.
I mean, hey, look, everybody knows that this is the first weekend in May, and the first weekend in May brings you the Derby and Mayweather fights. There's not going to be no more. But it also is graduation season. And this is my message to all you graduates, whether it's high school or college. Most importantly, I'm talking to the college graduates. Life begins now, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You're out of school. It's time to get a job, some responsibility. Get out your mama house. You know, get your own shit. You know what I'm saying? Life begins now. Nobody cares about you anymore. You know, as soon as that tassel turn, real world is standing there waiting for you. So I'm going to keep it 100 this week. It's talking to my graduates. Welcome to the real world, motherfuckers.
Damn.
Let's go. Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, that's rough, man.
Yeah.
That's rough. Have you been seeing all the prime pictures and shit this year? I feel like we missed that this time around.
I ain't even noticed it.
Yeah, prime and homecoming.
I try not to look at prime pictures. The girl's too young. I'm a little too old for that. I can't.
But that's always the controversy. You're seeing the motherfuckers in the basketball jerseys turning uniforms, and
yeah,
we stroll right past it. I don't know what happened. You got your winners and losers this week?
My winners this week, man. Jameis fucking Winston, man. Number one draft pick. You bucking the system. You staying home with your family, with your community, with the people that goddamn was there with you. You celebrating, you know, because like this is like screaming they said. When you get drafted, you want all your family to be there with you when you walk across the stage. So why not just be there with all the people that can't go? Stay there with them and celebrate with them. You know what I'm saying? And so him and Marcus, they doing the same thing. You know what I'm saying? They're bucking the systems. First time in like 20-some years where the number one pick ain't been there. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, who cares? You know what I'm saying? Let's go. So he's my winner this week.
Nothing wrong with that shit at all. Winners and losers for me this week. You got a loser?
Oh, my losers. Bones Jones.
Oh.
John Bones Jones was stripped of his UFC light heavyweight championship early this week following a hit and run. Where he apparently hit somebody and ran, and not on foot, but in a car. And this is like Jones' third scrape up with the law or getting in trouble in the last 6, 7, 8 months. You know, he had the federal drug test. He had DUI, some shit like that. Yeah. Checked himself in the rehab, and he checked himself out like 6 minutes later. So Bones, he got to get his life together. He got dropped by fucking Reebok. Nike parted ways with him last year. So Bones is on a downward spiral. He need to get his shit together. And, I think he didn't want to fight Anthony Johnson.
Did all that for that?
Hey, look, Anthony Johnson got prison size on him now. Anthony Johnson, listen, Anthony Johnson was like a 180-pound or whatever. He was like 160 or some shit like that. This motherfucker disappeared, came back, looked like Big Papa Pump. I said, oh, shit. And he got them hands. He knocking motherfuckers out. So Anthony Johnson got a chance to be the champion. He's fighting whoever is stepping up and fighting in place for the vacated title, you know, later on in May. So, yeah. So, Bones, get yourself together, man. You was on your way to being the greatest ever. But, you know, I know how it is when you snorting coke off bitches' titties and fucking white women in the ass and shit.
God damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of confused as to how this fight works. So, they stripped him of his title.
Yep.
And now it's the number one and the number three fighting for the vacated title.
Yep. The guy he was going to fight and the guy, somebody else took the spot. Yeah.
So it's Anthony Johnson and it's not Cormier. It's not Gustafson. Mm-hmm. Who the fuck is it?
Who is it? Let's do some research real quick.
Because I don't follow it that hard, but I know that Cormier and Gustafson were like right up there. And it's not Gustafson. I'm confused. I don't watch MMA that hard.
Yeah. Like I just fight. I just watch when the big boys fight.
Yeah. So I don't know. I know my boy knows. I should have had his ass on this fight. But I know it's Anderson, and I don't know who he's fighting, though. Is this the right list?
It's not Anderson Silva. It's
No. Is it Bader?
Oh, Belfort. No, is it not Belfort? Is it? No. Let me look. I'm trying to read this article. Da, 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 da. Who's going to say? Who's fighting in this place?
I don't know. I heard it the other day. I should have committed to memory so we can get our check this week, but I forget. While you looking that shit up, my winner this week is going to be the police cadet who turned in the other officer for whooping somebody's ass and turning off his body cam.
Damn.
The problem is that I have with this is that it sounds like this officer was probably black.
You're right. Cormier is the replacement.
So it's Cormier versus Anderson.
Johnson, I think.
Yeah, that Cormier is probably going to win. I don't even fuck who else it is in the ring.
Anthony Johnson got them hands, bro. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, but Cormier is a bad motherfucker. I want to see that shit. The officer that was convicted, that was arrested, put it that way. Don't say convicted yet. His name is Cedric Greer.
Sounds black to me.
Sounds really black. It's the New Mexico State Police. So basically, he had a cadet with him. He's about to whoop somebody's ass. He turned off his body cam, whooped the dude's ass. The cadet that saw it told.
Mm.
And now Cedric got arrested. And now this cadet, whose name I haven't seen anywhere, this cadet is like being able to snitch and is catching the blues right now. So way to go, cops. You're my fucking losers. The cadet's the winner. The cops are the losers for giving this dude a hard time for doing what the fuck is right. Why are you turning off body cams? And that's the problem with the body cams. They just turn them off. We thought that all you needed was the footage, and these motherfuckers turning them off and still whooping our ass. And I've had it with that shit. Also, my loser this week and my winner this week is black people. We're winning because we're finally speaking out. However you decide to do that, whether it's during an interview telling a reporter to get the fuck out your face, we telling Geraldo to get the fuck out of Baltimore, like we doing all that shit. It was a dude getting interviewed the other day, and the reporter kept saying thugs, thugs, thugs. He said, why don't you just call them niggas? Like, we lashing out. We've had it with the bullshit. But we're also the losers because in the middle of all of this shit, we still sit back and backbiting and saying, shaming black people for acting out. And just sit your monk ass down.
Yep.
Just sit your monk ass down. If you're not going to do anything, shut the fuck up.
Yep.
You're not sliding anybody no money for their books. If you're not out there protesting yourself, if you're not going by and checking on people, if you're not being active in your own community, if you just sit back and saying shame on them for doing what the fuck they're doing, you shut the fuck up. You're the loser. Give our shout-outs, man, so we can get the fuck up out of here.
Oh, man, shout-out to the nation. Most importantly, shout-out to Short T. Your topic that you sent us, Short T, how we felt about 2014 music. We would have talked about it if it was January, but it's April, and, you know, we didn't have some good music in 2015. So 2014 music seems like it was 2-3 years ago. We did have Run the Jewels. We had J. Cole album, if you want to count that as a 14 release. But other than that, I mean, I can't really think of any standout 2014 music. And I saw the ones you named, never heard of a couple of them people. But yeah, that say we talked about it. And yeah, shout out Short T. Appreciate you doing all that. Always sending your topics. Don't stop that. And shout out to everybody fuck with us on a weekly basis. Y'all know who y'all are. And look, man, y'all motherfuckers that listen to the Frocast, I know what it is. We had motherfuckers listen to the Frocast for years, but they won't tell nobody about the Frocast.
Oh, word?
I don't get it. It's like, come on, man. Like, I'm Rick James, bitch. You know, a.k.a. Negro Domus, a.k.a. my dog. Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm using him for example. He been listening to the site for, I don't know, seven years. I wonder how many people he done put on to the site.
Damn.
Are y'all scared about losing? Like, y'all still going to be niggas that we fuck with. Even if we grow big and have a mass following, we still going to remember the RT3s, the Negro Domuses, the MJ Money 9S. All the ones that's always commenting every week. You know, so we going to remember y'all. Y'all, we going to still fuck with y'all.
Some of the people that used to comment too, man. We missing a lot of people. We miss a lot of people.
So, you know, like I said, man, y'all tell somebody, man. Shit.
It'd be nice. I'm looking through the release list, and you pretty much covered it. Pretty much covered it. There's not much that happened last year that I would even want to discuss. There's not much. I'm looking through this whole release list. There's nothing.
15 shitting on 14 already. Already, and it's only April.
God damn. I didn't know Cannabis released an album.
Cannabis don't know he released an album.
Riff Raff released the album. I think we reviewed it. Did we review that?
We probably did.
Common released the album.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, props to everybody who rocks with us on nappyafro.com. You can catch us on all social media at nappyafro or napfro gang or frocast. If you search in those three names, you should find us everywhere.
Yes.
Twitter, Facebook, Black People Meet, Christian Mingle, Snapchat, Twitch. We on all that shit. So yes, just follow us up. Hit us up. Send us suggestions, emails, phone calls. All that good shit, man. We will holler at y'all.
What's the phone number? All right. What's the phone number?
I don't even have it in front of me. I can't even.
347-201-2572.
Oh, shit. You memorized the number?
Yes.
I only have one number memorized. That's mine. I don't even know my wife's number. God, my phone, if my phone dies, I would not be able to contact anybody in the world. Nobody. I can't even call y'all. And I've been talking to y'all niggas for 7 years. That's fucked up. Give me the number one more time because I don't know it.
It's 347-201-2572.
We want to hear some more drops. Call in. Say, this is such and such. Follow me on Twitter.
Yes.
And I'm rocking with nappyafro.com and the Frocast. Say anything like that.
You can say, yo, I really don't fuck with y'all niggas, but I just want to hear my shit on the podcast. We'll play that shit.
We'll put it on, man. If y'all tired of hearing Peabody in the episode, if y'all tired of hearing Joe Zemo at the beginning of the episode, Killer Mike, Frobot, y'all tired of hearing all that shit at the beginning of the episode, you want to hear yourself, just call in and leave it. Let us know what you want to say, man. Say it.
347-201-2572.
Please call us. Please leave a message. Please buy a shirt. Please support NappyAfro.com. And if you get a chance, go vote for GQ Blue at your local polls.
Yes, just write this motherfucker in. Put in GQ Blue. That's without the E.
Everybody gonna be voting in G. Who is this presidential candidate? GQ Blue.
GQ Blue? Like,
I don't know who that is. We need to look up dirt, and you know, once they start making up dirt.
I mean, he's not 35. That's gonna disqualify him already.
They'll be like, he's got 19 kids. He's black, and that's pretty much it. So we holler.
He can self-identify as a 35-year-old. He can, like, since this is America, he can say, no, I feel like a 35-year-old.
He could. You know what I'm saying? He already got the shaved head, so they can't really tell where his hairline starts and ends. Mm-hmm. So that kind of works to your advantage. You got facial hair. You might have to shave your facial hair to run for office. You can't have a beard or mustache. So I don't know. Anyway, man, this has been episode 157. We'll holler at y'all next time on 158. I'm your man, Saul Wright, sitting with King Germ. We will holler at y'all next time on NappyAfro.com, the Frocast. We out. Peace.
Yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, a.k.a. The Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
NappyAfro.com.